on Bulldog Live. It's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
Bills, 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 and more bills. We like bills, don't we? Well, let's see which ones we can send back to the sender. That would be the New Hampshire legislature. Next on Second Amendment Tuesday.
I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
That's Steve Voss with Come and Take It. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. You know, Penny, that song, I get more emails, you know, people wondering who sings that and where they can get it. I have to create a link to my website for that, too, I guess.
You should, because, first of all, you'll help the artist hopefully sell some of his music. Second, it's a great, great, great song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think I'll have to do that. Because, I mean, I get a lot of questions. Not that I don't mind getting emails from listeners, but, I mean, if they can answer their own questions, good.
Yeah, heck yes, and plus it'd give, like I said, that was one of the things when we first started this show, I actually had to buy some of his stuff, and I was like, wow, this is so cool, because I heard it, and I'm like, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. It's just like it's a happy thing, and actually, I want to start out the day on a happy note, because we have bad bills, and we have good bills.
Okay.
Well, we're going to start in order, which is House Bill 145.
All right.
And
is this an order of good or bad?
This is a good.
Oh, okay.
This is a good. We're going to start good, and then we're going to have to get to the bad.
All righty.
But this was sponsored by Representative Baldassaro and several others, and this permits the audio and video recording of any public official while in the course of his or her official duties. That's a good thing,
is
it not?
This is for audio and videotaping,
audio,
right?
And videotaping.
Good.
Okay, so that's HB 145, so everyone should consider calling their reps or their senators and saying, hey, get on board with this. This is a good bill.
This is important because, Penny, I have heard too many stories of people who have been harassed or even outright arrested by police officers for people videotaping them doing a traffic stop or something from across the street, you know, a place where the public has the right to be.
Yep.
And then they end up getting in big trouble. And, of course, we have that the big case out of Nashua where the guy had the audio and video recording on his property. And he warned, you know, he had proper signage. And that was a case that went through the court system. And he ended up getting cleared on that. So, yeah, we just need to make this a little bit more clear to save everybody a bunch of grief.
That's exactly right. And it's no different. How many officers come up to you telling you you're being audio and video recorded?
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the old saying of sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander.
Yep.
Yep, so that's a good bill.
Good.
Now we get to the bad bills, because we have bad bills and good bills.
Wait. We only have one good bill?
No, we have more good bills.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to alternate. Okay.
Well, I was going to go in numerical order, because if you go to GoNH's website, to their great legislative watch thing, there is a whole category of bills. Okay, and when you go to the Legislative Watch and you click down there, you go, oh, my gal, this is a whole bunch of good bills and bad bills, but it tells you what's being voted on today.
All right.
What's expected to be. It's on the floor today.
Because there's actually a three-day session going on starting today, and it'll be tomorrow as well as Thursday, where hundreds of bills are going to be voted on.
That's what I've heard. That's exactly. And so, unfortunately for us, this doesn't differentiate. I think the way I understand the schedule is there's a bunch of things that say the 15th, but that may mean they're started today and they may not be voted on tomorrow, the next day, in what we call the marathon session.
Right.
And so that's the way I understand, and I say the way I understand things because you know how that goes. They can move things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now this is HB 196, and it's relative to the Certificates of Completion of the Basic Hunter Education Program, or Bow Hunter Education Program. And have you ever heard the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away?
I always say that about the government, yes.
Yes. Well, this is what the government wants to do. And I have a huge issue with this. Let's say you are issued a hunter safety certificate, hunter education certificate. You passed the class. You did what you were supposed to do. This bill allows the Fish and Game Department to suspend a person's certificate of completion of a basic hunter education program or specialized bow hunter education program pursuant to rules adopted by the executive director. Let's not worry about those rules now. We can pass them later, right? We don't have to see them now, do we?
Yeah, you know, this is just like how the LLC tax came into being.
Bingo. But here's what's worse with this, okay? If a person behaves improperly with a fish and game license, okay? In other words, if they behave improperly, there's all sorts of criminal statutes you can charge them under. You can suspend their hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a way that's really to be more punitive. If they're not happy with gouging you, they want to gouge you and twist it. And so there's all sorts of procedural mechanisms in place. If you think a person has, you know, violated fish and game rules, you can suspend their license. You can charge them criminally. But how is it that you suspend someone's certificate of completion? In other words, they finished the class.
It makes no sense. We're having this debate right now in the Erica Blizzard case, and believe me, I'm not making any excuses for the extremely poor decisions that she made that resulted in the death of her friend and put the rest of the boating public at risk on that night in Lake Winnipesaukee. But law being law and fairness being what it should be, they're trying to take her boater safety certificate as well. It's not a license. It is just a piece of paper that says you completed this particular course, and that is tied up in the court system right now. This here doesn't make any sense. You already have a license that can be suspended. A certificate just says you completed these number of classes. That would be like me if I lost my driver's license, someone going back and saying, well, we're going to take away your driver's ed certificate as well of completion.
That's exactly right. And it's simply, it's wrong. And what they did to Erica Blizzard procedurally, okay, we don't make up laws as we go like we did in the Star Chamber, okay? We actually have laws in place and we're all supposed to follow them. If you don't like the laws, you either add more or you repeal them, and there's a proper process to go through. And what they did, what they are doing to her actually is wrong. You know, it's quite frankly wrong. So that's one, what I call bad bill.
Okay.
And we're going to have another bad bill follow. Another bad bill.
Well, before we do the bad news first, let's talk to Sean from Andover, who wants to join this conversation at 1-866-823-1077. Sean, you're on Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I just had a question about that. I didn't know. I know you were saying it was a bad bill, Penny. I have no idea whether or not this is the reason, but was that written possibly so that right now, if your license is suspended for committing a game violation, it's suspended in the state of New Hampshire. In order to hunt New York, or actually many states, you have to show a certificate of completion for a bow hunter ed or hunter education for a firearm. This would not, that way there, if somebody was caught being a poacher, they wouldn't be able to go to another state and possibly commit another act. It actually removes their privileges to hunt. So wouldn't that be a good thing if we're getting poachers out of the woods and we're not just saying, okay, we'll go to Vermont and buy a license or go to New York and buy a license, actually making them sit out a season of hunting for committing a violation of poaching?
It absolutely would not, for two reasons. Number one, we have reciprocity agreements with certain states, okay? So if they're really concerned about that, make reciprocity agreements with those other states, number one. And number two, sometimes the reason states won't enter into reciprocity agreements with us is they don't think our due process is adequate. And so they're saying, look, if you're just going to ding people because somebody, let's say, at Fish and Game doesn't like them, or things aren't going right according to them, we're not going to recognize that. We want proper procedural protections in place. And yes, we want poachers out of the woods, okay? But this is a certificate that you've completed, okay? And you can make additional penalties or you can do reciprocity, but to suspend a certificate is just improper and wrong because it goes back to the certificate. You've taken all the courses, you've passed them,
right. What's the difference between suspending a license for a year or suspending the certificate? Like I said, if they suspend the certificate, because you have to show the certificate to get a bow hunting license in New York.
I understand what they're trying to do, but let me tell you what judges will say, and it's the right procedural thing to do. You can't get in through the back door what you couldn't get in through the front door.
All right. I was just curious. I mean, like I said, I don't have a dog in the hunt. I just thought if it's keeping poachers out of the woods, that's a good thing.
But we don't know that that's necessarily poachers, and they use that term all the time. We just want to stop the poachers. I don't know if you've ever looked at the citations from Fish and Game, and let me tell you what I did, because I hear all these allegations, and occasionally you see some Fish and Game officers, what I think is exaggerating and telling what I call a little bit of fish stories, okay? And so what I did was I did a right-to-know request to Fish and Game going back to 2005, and I actually just got the information in last Friday. I asked for every citation or warning summons issued for periods of time for statutes, every one, okay? I think when I put it out on my website, people are going to be shocked because everyone else says, oh, we want to stop the poachers, we want to stop the beer guys driving down the road and shooting deer. Those are good goals. But the thing that you have to look at is the actual information, not what they're saying, but the facts underlying the citations issued. And I think you're going to be shocked that they're not what you think they are. And so I think in this particular instance, what they're trying to do is get through the back door what they can't get through the front door, and it's wrong. If you want to engage in reciprocity agreements with other states to suspend licenses, absolutely fine. You can do that. But a hunter's education certificate, okay, the question is, and I'm going to actually look at this, if they do that, we need to look at the federal dollars they're getting because they're basically the dollars that support that program are through the feds. Do the feds allow them to even do that? And I don't think they do. Okay, I don't think they do. So the question is,
That sounds like a good question.
Do they want to
That's a legit question without a doubt. I understand what you're saying. I just don't know. Up front, I'm pro Fish and Game. I think they do a great job. For only 46 officers covering an entire state, I think they do a pretty good job. The burden put on them with search and rescue nonstop and everything else, I think our officers do a pretty good job. This isn't a criticism of officers.
It's what's correct procedurally. In other words, it's what's correct for due process. It's what's correct. And I always tell people where you stand depends on where you sit. Okay, or more importantly, it depends on whose ox is being gored.
Right. You've taught hunter safety. I mean, they go, and I at one time did also. It was, you know, on that certificate, you know, there was a couple hours covered on ethics involved and everything else. That's why I didn't understand why it would be a bad thing to keep. But I understand what you're saying, though. I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, I just think it's plain wrong. If you want to suspend a person's license after they get proper opportunity for a hearing, absolutely. You can make administrative rules, and you can suspend a person's license after due process. You can charge them criminally. You can do all those things. But what they're trying to do, like I said, is get through the back door what they can't get through the front door, and that's wrong. I call that sneaky business, and I don't think that's right.
We just had a little of that on the other side, though.
No, there's
with 523. So that can go both ways. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you, Sean. Take care. All right. 1-866-823-1077. Penny, what's the next bill?
The next bill is another what I call Fish and Game bill. It's HB 206, and that establishes an apprentice hunting license. And so the next thing you say is, why do we need an apprentice hunting license?
What is that?
That's a good question. Let me tell you the problem I have with the bill, because the bill isn't that long, but there's a couple lines in the bill that I think are dangerous, and I think they're wrong, okay? And this line in the bill says, the properly licensed person who is 18 years of age or over accompanying the apprentice shall be fully accountable for any damage incurred or for any violations which may be committed by the apprentice while hunting. And let me tell you the problem I have with that. Let's say that I'm an 18-year-old kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a 30-year-old wise troublemaker, right? And you say, hey, Penny, I'd like you to go out in the woods, and you're more experienced than I am, you know, stroke my ego, right? And I can be the apprentice, and you can be the hunter, and let's go hunting. And we go, okay, you and I are out walking in the woods. And you being the bad person in this instance, poach or do something illegal or unethical, and it only takes a blink of an eye to shoot or do something wrong. And I say, hey, Bulldog, I didn't agree that you could do anything like that. That's not ethical. You can't do that. Meanwhile, someone turns us in, and I am going to get hit for what you did, right? Because it says the properly licensed person who is 18 years of age or over accompanying the apprentice shall be fully accountable for any damage incurred or for any violations which may be committed by the apprentice while hunting. And the problem I see is a lot of wise people are going to enlist those who are less wise and really get them in a whole lot of trouble. And the question is, why do we need such an apprentice hunting license? I'm not sure what this does either, other than it would generate a whole lot of revenue for fish and game, maybe.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the title of the bill here and the analysis. It says, this bill allows the Fish and Game Department to issue an apprentice hunting license to persons who have not completed a hunter education program.
Right.
Or provided proof of previous hunting license. So just let them finish the hunter education course, then they don't have to worry about being misled by others.
Right. My concern is making someone responsible for the actions of another, because the average person isn't going to read this bill and knows what it means. Oh, yeah, he's going to be an apprentice under me. And my concern always is giving people fair notice of what they're signing up for.
Exactly.
So I think this is a bad bill that, unfortunately, you know, should be ITL'd.
All right, well, with that, let's take our time out right here. 1-866-823-1077. Bills, 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 and more bills. New Hampshire Legislature, 3-day session. Stay tuned. We got more here on Bulldog Live, Second Amendment Tuesdays on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on The Pulse.